The average Petersburg homeowner pays in the range of $3,000 a year for property tax. Property tax in Petersburg is 1.099% of the value of a home, or a 10.99 millage rate. That's a little below national average, which is 1.38%. It's also below Alaska's average property tax rate. Ballot Measure 1, if passed, would give Alaska voters the opportunity to pay less residential property tax. That means if you own your own home and it is your primary location of residence, you will get an exemption up to $50,000, depending on what your city decides. For Petersburg voters, that could mean about $550 back in their pockets. Nadine Winters out of Fairbanks, Alaska, proposed the recent measure. She says the extra cash can mean a lot to homeowners.
I think that it'll help. That's what I think. I think it'll help. I mean, you know, if you're talking about the electric bill, I think our electric bills here have at least doubled. And if that helps people pay their electric bill for 3 months out of the winter, I'm kind of okay with providing that help. You know, is it going to change the world? No, but I think it's going to help people out.
The idea of residential property tax exemptions is not a new one for Alaska. Measure 1 actually expands on a current law. That law allows up to $20,000 in tax exemptions for homeowners. Several boroughs, including Valdez, Anchorage, Bristol Bay, and Fairbanks, already use that tax exemption. But when you cut taxes, you either have to cut services or raise money somewhere else. Winters says cutting services is not the point of this measure. She says if the city wants to slash the budget, they don't need this measure to do it.
Because the thing of it is, if you were going to do that, why would you even offer the exemption? You just cut your budget. Because when you cut the budget and lower the mill rate, then everybody pays less taxes. This is just consciously about reducing it for people in their primary residence.
Winter says the idea is that you would cut residential property taxes, and then cities could actually increase the millage rate. Depending on the city and tax structures it has in place, a residential property tax exemption plus an increase in millage rates could shift the property tax burden over to the commercial and industrial taxpayers. But with an increased millage rate, that $550 back in your pocket, the city would actually ask for some of that back. And also with the increased millage rate, if the homeowner's house is really low in value, the extra cash could actually disappear or even mean an increase in your tax bill. But none of this municipal budget balancing is in the ballot measure, and Winters says it's not up to her to protect the services.
Now, if this passes, that would be an assembly discussion first and then a voter discussion. But my intent would be do the math and do it. But my goal is that it provides some relief to residential taxpayers, and not to the extent that it's going to cause, you know, an untenable burden on the commercial sector. But that's what I mean by balancing it. But my hope is that we can provide relief to residential without making it too onerous for commercial.
The exemptions would mean making hard decisions. And Winters says the ballot hasn't gotten much support from cities outside of Fairbanks. The city of Anchorage has come out against the measure. The idea of cutting taxes on residential homeowners doesn't have the Alaska Municipal League excited either. This is the executive director, Kathy Wasserman.
Usually we have just stayed away from property tax exemptions altogether, saying also that there shouldn't be classes of taxpayers. I mean, everyone should pay the same tax. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is in a different position than a lot of communities. They have a lot of their property tax base with the pipeline, where a lot of our communities, especially the ones down south here, don't really have that option to give a break to residents at the expense of the businesses.
No cities in Southeast currently take advantage of the $20,000 residential property tax exemption, and Petersburg City Council member Sue Flint doesn't think the city would change that with an option for a bigger exemption.
I would hate to say, well, we're going to give all the homeowners in town this $50,000 break and make Icicle and Ocean Beauty and Trident pick up the tab. It may work if you have great big oil company sitting in your town, but we don't have that.
Measure 1 is on the August 28th primary ballot. If approved, each municipality would have to pass an ordinance for the exemption, and then voters would have to decide. In Petersburg, I'm Alexis Kenyon.